Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly. Don we now our gay apparel. Call the ancient Yuletide carol. See the blazing Yule before us. Strike the harp and join the chorus. Follow me in merry measure while I tell of Yuletide treasure. Oh Lord, yeah!
All right, well, we're the Flippin' Flippers. I'm your host, Paul, and I don't know how to speak English.
And I'm Co, and this is your coast-to-coast guitaring and pedaling and dadding and whatever comes off
whatever,
the tip of our
whatever.
Tongue podcast. It's supposed to be about flipping to the gear of your dreams or just to pay bills or whatever reason you need to flip, but, you know, whatever.
But that's boring. That stuff's boring. Let's be honest. Oh, cool. Like, we're like a bunch of like penny pinchers and like number, like bean counters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you sold it for 45. That means you made $8.73 on that item. Like, that's not super fun. We're boring.
Yes.
So we try to spice it up with some jokes and some poop. And yeah, you know, it's fine. Hmm. On the flipping aspect, though, right up to last week, killing it. Just straight killing it. But, you know, it's like that week before Christmas, and people know, like, if I buy this on eBay, I'm not getting it.
Yeah, and
before Christmas, so it just like
especially
plummets.
When the seller doesn't get to the post office in a decent amount of
yo,
time.
Yo, dude, my wife is pissed. There's this huge stack of boxes like in front of the door. It's like, it goes like halfway up to the ceiling.
Jeez.
It's so big, and she's like, "These were supposed to go out 3 days ago," and I'm like, "I know." But I've just been working an absolute ton, trying to finish this like guy's like bathroom and like whatever. And it's just like, he's like, "I need it done before my girls come home from college." And I'm like, "When's that?" He's like, "Tomorrow." I'm like, "What? No, no." So yeah, so it's been like a nightmare, but it's fine. Whatever. I'm a douchebag. It's fine. But I did sell like the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier. I sold just the shell, like, which is like none of the parts that sell for big money. I sold just the shell for $800 the other day.
Oh,
and I was like,
goodness.
Yeah. I was like, that's freaking sweet. And it was like $200 shipping. It cost me like $80 to ship it. So I really sold it for, you know, $900. So it was freaking rad.
Nice.
I was very happy. So that's it. That's all I flipped. That's it.
Well, you know, that's something.
Yeah, no. I've been flipping. It's fine. I've been doing it. We here's the thing. The flipping portion is more of like, that's just what we're, that's our integrity, you know, or something. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to talk about it. You just know. Like, that's our identity.
Sure. I flipped my personality into,
oh, yeah?
Getting to borrow a guitar for a long-term borrow. From the local builder,
like,
Justin Jones, who I'm pretty sure we've talked about on here before. I'm sure I've talked about him. I know Gower over at the Tone Jerks, he did a demo of one of his guitars. And I got the number two of that in the studio here that he's letting me borrow. It's cool.
What brand was that?
It's not a brand.
Oh, okay.
He's a builder.
It's not,
so he's like a he's a good hobby just so builder.
You- Like okay, he's so he's just doing it. Got it.
Yeah.
Well, duh.
Like, way better. He's like making the necks and everything. So.
Yeah, yeah. Which we're just buying them off eBay. So yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
But it's that. Yeah, it's cool. It's satisfying my semi-hollow and my pointy urges that I have been
my pointy urges. I love it. Yeah, you've talked about him before. I didn't recall his name, but yeah, now that you said pointy and urges, I knew exactly who you meant.
Yeah. So that's the only flipping I've done recently.
Nice.
Yep.
That's a thing.
Yeah, I guess, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So today we took the kids. There is this. I was going to bring this up. I was going to send you a video, but I'm at like 9% on my phone, so I don't want to mess with it. But they are the Griswold family from here. He even has like like the Griswold like Blackhawks jersey, you know, like the Clark, or, you know, he there's like a write up of him and he's like wearing it out front with like the, you know, like the Bears hat, like plugging it in, you know, and it is, dude, the freaking, it's the whole house is covered. Nice. It is pretty awesome. Like it's better than the Griswolds. it's bright. It's so bright that the neighbors across the street all have like blackout window coverings. So we took the kids there and they're like, what? Like it was pretty cool. So I want to see that guy's electric bill, but yeah.
You guys' electric bills ain't out there ain't that bad, right? Not like here.
No, it's probably still bad everywhere, but not as bad as you. But we have, if you have like electric heat, then you're screwed here. You know, that's brutal. I do not. So.
Oh, okay. You got oil.
Yeah. Ours is all, it's gas, natural gas, and it's all radiators. So everything's hot water.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys have a whole different technology out there. You got like furnaces and stuff and like.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We're doing it.
Yeah. You have we're like a bill sure. just, I hear that people out there have bills just for heat. Like, it's a heating bill.
Yep. That's what we have. Ours is, well, we have National Grid, so it's broken down by heat and electric.
How do
they? But it is, yeah.
So it's anything that runs on natural gas is they categorize as heat?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it would be gas. It's the gas bill. It just, they don't, but people, when you go to like, you're like, you want to hook up your heat and electric? Like, that's, they say heat, but we know what they mean. They just saying gas.
That's weird.
It's super weird. We're weird here.
Yeah.
We're old school, man.
Something's wrong with you all.
Cool. So what do you want to talk about? Because this is riveting.
I'm throwing a song in the front of this episode that I tried to contact the guy that made it and get permission, but he wouldn't respond. So I'm going to use it anyway, but I'm going to shout him out because I don't really give a crap.
Is it Cuomo, huh? Rivers Cuomo from Weezer and it's Buddy Holly? He just wouldn't respond.
No, it's that track that I sent you of the.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was cool.
So Aaron Gage music on TikTok. I'm sure he's other places too. I found it on TikTok. I thought it was cool. I sent it to Paul. He thought it was cool.
It was good, man.
So it's going to be the intro on this week's episode.
Good. I like it. It's fun.
If you're listening to this episode, you already heard it. But
yeah, it was fun. Yes. I mean, I said what was, I meant was, it was fun.
Yeah. 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 So, other than that, I don't know, man. I'm excited because, elfster.com sent me an email saying that there is a Secret Santa gift on its way to me, nice. From our patronizer Secret Santa budget pedal gift exchange thing. Can we throw
you got that? You nailed that. That was the title. I think you nailed it. That was good.
Yeah. And I shipped mine out, and it already arrived with its person. So,
mine's sitting in that stack
things.
The person doesn't live as far away as, like, say, you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, not to give anything away, but I think it might still have a chance. But honestly, the post office is so screwed up right now that, like, I have no hopes that it'll make it.
They're having a
hard
time.
So I'm like, okay. They are. I mean, think about it this way. You have all these people that normally would buy in malls, and now they're online shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You have all these people that would go and see, maybe go 2 hours, 3 hours away to go see their cousins for Christmas or whatever, and they're not doing that. They're just mailing it. You know, this is out of control. So, they're just swamped. And plus, they're, like, limited staff because of COVID. Like, it's insane. So, if you don't get my package, I still love you. I tried really hard. I'm just a bad person. So the good news is I'm a worse host. Bad person, worst host. So yeah, enjoy that.
Yeah.
But I tried to make it fun. So when you get it, sorry, it comes with love. So
I did notice in my Reverb feed today that builder that we've talked about on there, or parts builder, or I don't know how you'd categorize them, the Electrovox or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
does
yeah,
all
yeah,
the
yeah.
cool parts caster stuff.
Yes.
Has a short scale bass listed that looks super cool. I really like the look of it. But anyway, He's just somebody that I follow on there, or, you know, whenever he lists something new, it comes up. And it's a good looking one, man. It's custom Jazzmaster Mustang style bass, Thunderbird pickups, short scale Sherwood green metallic.
Nice. You said a lot of words there, so I'm trying to type them in, but it's not coming up.
Yeah, it's that nice.
No, I follow him. I'll check it out. That's cool.
It's almost like a brown root beer looking tort guard. It's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Is that tort?
What do you remember the shop name or no?
Electrovox. I can send you.
Oh, that's right. Nah, I don't want you to.
Kill your phone.
Yeah, that's what I meant. that's what I meant.
Yep.
So, cool.
Yeah, man. So, did you want to talk about something cool that you own? Do you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. So we want to do something different where we don't feel like we talk about gear enough and why we like it and why we're obsessed and super weird. And also in the other aspect, I think I don't appreciate my gear enough. So some of it is like, oh, which thing should I pick? And then I have to kind of research it a little bit. Cause sometimes it's like, no, I just like it cause it does this, but I don't know anything about it. You know what I mean? And so it gives us the opportunity to kind of like revisit some things, you know, and to pull some things off the shelf. So, I don't want to say it's my number one guitar, but it has been with me for, I don't know, a while. It has emerged. I mean, it probably had it 6 years, maybe more, and it's just keeps growing as far as parts and stuff. So, I bought on eBay, somebody spelled like Fender. It was like F, like, F or no, seven Ender or whatever, you know, like the backwards F.
Yeah.
And that's like a saved search in my eBay. And it just came up and it said like 70s F or 7 Ender neck. And I started like looking at it. I was like, is this even like legit? And then the guy like listed it like five times when I check his history. I was like, I just asked him a bunch of questions. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, I'm helping my brother and blah, 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 sell his stuff. And I was like, cool. I'm like, I'm gonna pull the trigger. It was like $120 or something. So I bought it and then it sat. But it came with like the original tuners. So then when I got it, I was like, holy crap, no, this is like legit, right? And so I sent pictures to a buddy of mine to like look it over. And he's like, you know, he's like, as long as like, you know, I can't tell from the pictures, but the decal should look like this. And like, you know, certain things, you know, which it's not like the regular traditional watermark, you know, it's like the seven or, you know, like the 69, 70s, I think it's like 78 or whenever they started that, has like a different look to it, you know? And so he's like, as long as it doesn't look like cheesy, he's like, you're good, you know? And so I sent him all the pictures, everything he said looked good. So then I just bought like a body from MJT.
Okay.
And I threw some pickups in it and then I just played that. I played that for a couple of years. Then I was like, man, I'm going to keep looking. And I ended up buying a 69 body off eBay for a good price. And it's just one of those things. I just keep finding parts that are like all original. And so now everything's original except for the pickups. That's the only thing I haven't, I don't want to spend money on, you know, they just cost too much. And I'm like, I don't think they're going to, change what I want. So it is all a 1969 Fender, Telecaster, just didn't come off the shelf that way. You know, it's just reassembled. And then, it has a couple of replaced pots. And then the pickups are what are they? No, I can't think of the name. Rio Grande. Mm-hmm. What do they call them? They're mud something. I can't remember now. I just looked it up too, so I could remember. But yeah, no, I think they sound really good. They're supposed to be more like a vintagey pickup. And yeah, that's. I mean, it's not my number one guitar, but it is. I think a guitar I can't like live without, you know, plays like a dream. I had it, you know, I set it up and, you know, but it's cool because it's like, it's morphed from like one thing to like another thing. And it's awesome. I love it.
Is it a vintage pickguard on it even too?
Yep. Yeah. Vintage pickguard. Yep.
And knobs?
Cause, the knobs are the switch plate or not the switch plate, but the switch, knob is not.
Okay.
Like the, you know, like whatever, switch tip. Cover. I don't know what you call switch it. Tip. Yeah, thank you, tip. Whatever that's called. That is not.
Gotcha.
So, Yeah, so that's it. I mean, it's one of those things that I just kind of like, it was like a, I don't want to say it's a passion project because that sounds weird, but it's like one of those things that it's like, I can wait on this. I'll just use what I have and replace the parts as I go, you know?
Yeah, you did it Johnny Cash style.
Yes, one day at a time.
One piece at a time.
Yeah, one piece at a time. Darn it. I'm bad at
things. One day at a time. That's when he was in AA.
Yeah, one day at a time. Yeah. I hate you so much.
That's cool. To like what you. Color Remember is that? That thing? Have I seen it in pictures at least?
I'm sure you have. It's the Olympic white, I think it is.
Okay.
It's hard to tell because it's like so freaking dirty looking. That like it has like it looks like it has a soda stain on it. I have never cleaned it. It came with grime, and I do not clean that grime. I leave that grime on there because that was somebody else's grime. That's vintage grime, and then the body is just freaking gross. It's gross, but I love it. I don't want to take anything away from it.
Man, do you ever post pictures of anything besides your kids on Instagram? My goodness, I'm trying to.
Nah, dog. No, because then I have to move all the toys from to take pictures.
Because I was going to try and see if you got a picture of it. But
I should. It should be back there. You might have to go a ways.
2016.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know. I don't. Also, don't like. And I'm not a flaunter. Like, I like the stuff because I like it, I guess. Mm. I'm not like, ooh, look at my stuff. I don't know.
Oh. I like people to know I got stuff.
I'm glad you do. The pickups are, they're like the vintage modern ones.
Oh, okay.
So that's all. So.
And okay. Cool. So question for you, because my biggest problem with, well, it's not a Strat. So
I'd like
some reason I was like thinking. I keep thinking it's a Strat, but then I remember, oh no, it's a Telecaster.
It's a Tele. So keep going. Keep your going.
Because I hate freaking Strat bridges, but that's not a problem. Oh, here's a picture of it.
There's no, it's Tele.
You got three guitars on your staircase here, and it's at the bottom. I can see that there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you know what the most expensive part I bought was?
The bridge?
Nope. Oh. It's the neck plate.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Tell that story again. That's a good one.
I don't remember it now. What was the story?
Oh, I don't remember the story. I just remember it was like ridiculous that this neck plate was so dang expensive.
I mean, it was like $200.
Yeah.
And I could they just don't change in price. And it was like, I think I saw one for like $159. And I was like, okay, I'm pulling the trigger. It was more than any other part I put into the guitar, which is insane.
Yeah, because a neck plate is a neck plate is a neck plate.
Right. And for a long time, I just had like one of the like Fender, you know, neck plates. Mm-hmm. So, and because like, they changed like, so it's not like a 70s one, but like, I think it's like, I think what 68, 69 and 70 or whatever, like those 3 years all still have the four screws on the Tele. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. And, so finding a neck plate for it was just a freaking nightmare. You know what I mean? And it was just not fun. No fun. I'm trying to look in what years had the, because they didn't do the 3-1 until like just like it might be like 71 or something.
72, I believe.
72. That makes sense. Yeah, because so it's like those 4 years or whatever have that look with like that, you know, because like they all have the skunk stripe on the back and like, you know, like things like that, and it's like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, so the bridge, not that bad. I mean, I paid money for it, but you know, it was like around $100 or something. But okay. Yeah, that neck plate, that was freaking brutal.
That's ridiculous.
It was like the one piece, like I know. But like I was like so close, and I'm like, you know what? Now I'm just down to just like the pickups, and people switch pickups all the time. Mm-hmm. So like whatever, you know.
Yeah. No, you could always, you know, you could see if you could find some new old stock strings sitting somewhere.
Yeah, right. New old stocks. I hate you so much. That's like the douchiest thing I've ever heard.
That stuff.
I know.
Exists.
Man. I sold some a few, maybe like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when I got that SG bass or EBO, there was a set of like D'Addario short scale bass strings from like 91 in the case, still in the packaging, not corroded at all. So it, you can, people find that stuff out there, man.
Oh no, I mean, I sold some, a bunch of like, they were like no name to me at the time. I don't even remember what they were, but they were all like mostly like stuff like steel guitar players would use.
Okay.
Or like, there was some, you know, there's some flat wounds in there. There's some flat wound bass stuff.
Gross.
There was some, there was, yeah, totally. But I mean, you know, a pack of vintage strings, you know, it's like I bought them for $5 at a garage sale and I sold them for like 80, you know what I mean? Like, so
I got a, cool. I got a question for you, before we, wrap this puppy up. There's a vintage Univox bass, like body type that I'm really into. I really like, I kind of have a save search for them. And you know, the old Univox short scale basses, a lot of them had the like a real narrow bridge and a narrow neck, like a lot of that vintage stuff did, right? Like it's not it's not the same.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's all small. So I there's one listed right now on eBay and they're kind of asking an average price for it for what they are, like $550 ish. Decent condition, except you know, they upgraded the bridge to like a Fender style bass bridge. But the problem with that is that the outside strings don't line up with the pole pieces. And up where the neck connects the body, the strings are like barely over the fretboard. And so, I don't know. Like, they're seeing that as an upgrade, but I'm looking at that secondhand market.
That
like,
sounds
to buy
like
it,
a I'm like, downgrade.
Yeah, that sound, to me, that looks like something that you would negotiate them down on, because you got to find the right bridge to be able to play that thing, right?
Yeah, that sounds gross.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
Just thinking about it and looking at it, and you know, that's the kind of stuff that you and I text back and forth to each other anyway. So we might as well bring it up on the show because it's kind of the same world.
It is the same world.
Because I mean, tracking down a bridge, a narrow
you're
base
not gonna
bridge
do it.
For that. This random Univox bass, you're not going to find it.
No, I'm trying. I've been trying for years to put together this PVT40, the bass, and like it's just taken me forever. And finding a bridge, you know, and like, thank God for Grant Wilson from Big Ear is like a saint. Like I just say, hey man, I'm looking for this, and then like 20 minutes later, he's like, hey, here's one. This is the guy's info. He's like, he has like such a hand, like his thumb on like the pulse of like, you know, the
miscellaneous
the gear world. Yeah. The gear, vintage gear world, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So he has gotten me a few things at like very reasonable prices and, you know, had been like, oh, I got this for you. And I was like, what? No, you shouldn't have. But finding a bridge was a nightmare. You know what I mean? And so it's like, okay. You know, I just, you know, just lived with it and it's been sitting here, but like, you can't, you know, it's one thing to have a Telecaster that you have like, just like a whatever bridge on, you know what I mean? You can't do that with like something that's not standardized at all, you know?
Right.
And so this is, that's, you talk them down. That's what I would do. You talk them down.
Yeah, maybe. There is a cheaper one with the original stuff on it too. So, we'll see. We'll see what kind of Christmas money rolls in.
I do want some Christmas money to purchase some things.
Yeah, but we'll see. When I came out to the studio today, got a little free time to make some noise, and my PV.
You just screamed in there by yourself for 40, just not no instruments. You're just yelling like for 45 minutes straight.
my PV fires up. My PV Bravo, my little heavy freaking all tube awesome amp. Fires up, but no sound comes out.
You didn't plug the speaker cord in.
No, it was plugged in. And I had it plugged into Gower's orange cab, and it wasn't working. So I unplugged his cab,
like,
and I plugged just the speaker in that's in the combo, and it didn't make sound either.
Ooh, like, that's not good.
Yeah. So
I
might be spending Christmas money on getting that looked at.
Yep. a couple of months ago, I moved some stuff around, tried out a couple amps, then went back and then, you know, like I tried out a couple heads and then like went back and then like I went to play my Sovtek and I was like, what the heck? Like it turned on, no sound, same thing. Mm. Just like, and I was like, what the heck? And I'm looking all over and I'm checking the cord to like the guitar and I'm checking, and I'm like, what is going on? You know, I don't hear a hum, nothing. And then I realized, oh, I never plugged in the speaker cable. Cause like I moved it from like that to like, I think I had a tiny tear floating around or something that I flipped.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure it worked. And I just straight up just like totally forgot to plug it back in. Uh-huh. So I panicked. I straight up panicked. I was like, who's going to even look at this? Is there a Sovtek place in like even in the Northeast? Like who's going to look at this?
Yeah.
Freaking out. Jeez. So, yep. But I did think this, you're talking about Christmas money and stuff. And I'm like, I usually take my Christmas money and I put it towards gear, you know, like a new pedal mm-hmm. or something. But this year I got gear for Christmas. I know I did. I wasn't supposed to know, but I got home first and it said, what the heck is that place? Not American Music Supply. What's the other one? Guitar Center. Mm-hmm. And so that, yeah, it said Guitar Center. So I was like, oh, and I picked it up. It was kind of heavy. Ooh. So I was like, yes. So happy about that. Super excited.
It's a cowbell.
Yep. It didn't clank. It didn't clank at all.
Oh, okay.
So I think I'm good.
Yeah, you're set.
I think I'm good with it. Yep. So I was excited about that. So we'll see. I did tell her. So the whole thing about the $40 pedals or whatever from not Behringer, the other company.
TC.
TC, thank you. They... did not have the iMaster as an option,
right?
So it was not one, because that's like a newer one, so it just wasn't on there. So I was like, yeah, I was like, I don't care what it is, let the kids pick it out. Because she was like, oh, I just won't get you anything. I was like, no, that's not what I'm saying. you're wrong when you hear those words in your head. Yeah. So stop saying it. So I'm like, okay, all right, we're good. Just let the kids pick out one. So we'll see what I get. I'm going to be surprised. So hopefully it's not the one that's like the Pilot or whatever. That's just like a light gain overdrive. But if it is, you know my rule. If it's a gift, I don't sell it. Yep. So
I mean, that's how I ended up with a Tube Screamer for my kids one year. They just liked that it was green.
It's cool, man. It's fine. It's cool. I'm fine with it.
I'm going to complain.
No, I mean, like, that's the thing is, like, it's like, yeah, I mean, you can complain, but I kind of like that they picked it out, yeah. You know? So I'm really kind of hoping for the Boss Chorus, the one that's like...
Oh, the Dimension Chorus, but I think it's called the 3D or something.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that would be kind of cool just because like it's a fun sound and like I think they will like playing with it as well. So yeah. We'll see. Keep my fingers crossed.
Absolutely, tootly.
So, on that note, absolutely, tootly. All right. Well, guys, Merry Christmas. Do we have another one before Christmas?
Nope, this is it before Christmas.
This is it. Thanks for listening to us, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and
have a Merry Christmas.
Have a Happy New Year if we don't get around to recording one Christmas weekend. Yeah. So.
Yep. Cool. So, all right.
Get you on flip side.
Later. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the traffic of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ, the highest heaven adored, Christ, the everlasting Lord, laid in time before Him come, offspring out of virgin's womb. Veil in flesh, the Godhead seen, hail incarnate, delight.
Yeah.